We're here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting, and where the new faces of farming and ranching were introduced by USFRA. With me is one of those faces, and he is Thomas Titus from Illinois. Thomas, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My name is Thomas Titus, and I am a pig farmer from Logan County in Elkhart, Illinois, and we have a corn and soybean operation where we also have a 750 sow farrow to finish operation. And embedded within that, we also have 50 sows that we like to use for show pig mamas. We like to raise 4-H and FFA projects for youth so they can help build and develop some of those character building values that you can't get anywhere else than raising livestock or working on a farm.
So tell me about your family, Thomas.
My family, my wife Brianna and I live in Elkhart, Illinois, where we have two young girls, Reagan and Lakin. And Reagan has nothing that excites her more than coming out to the barn and spending a little bit of time with the hogs there at the farm. But also, I grew up, honestly, in Douglas County, Illinois, in Arcola, with my parents, Philip and Patricia Titus, where I grew up on a grain and livestock farm as well. And with roots deeply ingrained within agriculture, there was an opportunity to come back and farm with my wife's family there in Logan County, and farm with my brother-in-law, Brett Conradi, and my father-in-law, David Conradi. And we are certainly appreciative of that opportunity and being able to raise our young family and our young girls in an environment around agriculture, because that's how we were brought up, and we certainly feel there's no better way than to raise a family than on the farm.
Thomas, why did you want to become one of the USFRA's faces of farming?
Talking about agriculture is something that was instilled upon me whenever, at a very young age. My mother, Patricia Titus, was extremely active in talking about agriculture and the pork industry whenever I was very young, whether she was going into classrooms and talking about the pork industry or how to properly cook pork, or going out to Washington, D.C. to talk to some of our legislators. And at the same time, my father-in-law, David Conradi, is extremely active in the pork industry as well and with Illinois Pork Producers Association. And so that really harbored an inspiration for me to talk about agriculture and tell our story about what we do on our farm every day, because at the end of the day, we're consumers as well, and our number one priority is producing a safe, secure, and wholesome product for not only our own personal families, because we certainly eat the pork, but yours as well.
Well, and you've got a very young family. Your little Lakin is only 7 weeks old, and at a pretty big farming operation. How do you feel about the commitment that you're making for the next year, and how does your family feel about it?
Even before applying, that was something that had to be taken into consideration, because we are a family farm, and I'm extremely involved in the day-to-day activities. So that's something that my father-in-law, Dave, and my wife, Brandon, and I had to sit down and talk about what the expectations and the requirements might be. So we had to be transparent about what might be occurring over the next year. I mean, even before applying, not even with the expectations of being selected, which is a great honor. But so we were aware of what we may need to do on our farm, whether that would be having a little bit of extra help or having to restructure what some of the guys do every single day. And it's certainly an honor, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about agriculture and tell our farm story.
Anything else you'd like to add, Thomas?
Certainly. As an advocate for agriculture, feel free to reach out and contact me on Facebook or even on Twitter at @1Thomas_Titus and follow me. And if you do have any questions about agriculture or what we do on the farm, and you will get an array of pictures of my young daughter, Reagan, because she certainly loves to come and help in the cab of the tractor, or help in the pen of pigs. And if there is a question, I mean, that's what we're here and we're charged with, is helping the consuming public understand what we do on a daily basis on our farm, and that we do have their concerns as mine as well, because just as they are, we're consumers as well.
And I'm sure that Lakin's going to be helping out as soon as she can walk, right?
I'm looking forward to the day that both girls can climb a 36-inch gate, because their father, he's well adept at climbing over those show pig pens today to clean pens. But I'm looking forward to the day whenever they can lend a little bit more of a helping hand.
I wonder if they'll be as tall as you.
Well, if they're as tall as I am at 6'8", they're going to have an even harder time of finding clothes than I do.
Well, Thomas, congratulations. Great to meet you. I know we'll be seeing you down the road here in the year ahead. Here at NAFB, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.